Cambridge 105 Radio. Talking to Dawn Giesler from, excuse me, is it Giesler? It is Giesler.
It is Giesler, yes.
Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Well, first of all, our listeners might know the name, excuse me, because you kindly sponsor our time check. But what is excuse me?
Okay, excuse me is a service where you can connect in Cambridge with really good, trusted local tradespeople. And it's a free online platform.
So let's take it right back then. So say I'm thinking I need an electrician to fix a light. What would I do? How would Excuse Me help me?
Okay, well, you just go on to excuseme.co.uk and you just need to put in your name and your email address and say that you're looking for a electrician. It's all done. It's a simple platform. You just select it, put in your inquiry, and this website does the rest for you. It will connect you with two or three personally vetted electricians or whoever you're looking for.
Well, personally vetted, that's the thing, isn't it? Because what makes Excuse Me different to me just doing that in Google, looking for an electrician in Cambridge?
Yeah, I mean, it's the real difference with Excuse Me, is I set it up because I wanted to find something that had real authenticity behind it. And the only way you can get that is by knowing the tradespeople that you recommend. So when I set up Excuse Me, I made it absolutely point of principle that I meet every single service man or woman, tradesperson on there in person. And I build or somebody from the business will build a relationship with everybody. So there's a real trust behind that.
Well, you might meet them. They might be nice, Dawn, but can you guarantee that they can do the work?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really important and absolutely essential. Being nice is one thing. What we do is we have a vetting process that we go through. So on meeting them, we check the qualifications. We check whether or not they have the right membership to various trade bodies. And particularly people like gas engineers and electricians, they have to have certain qualifications. So that's really, really important. We go through that process. And in addition to the vetting process, we also get at least three recommendations from previous customers. And they're all local. I mean, it's very much about in the community. The people that we invite onto Excuse Me have a real vested interest in Cambridge and building a business in the community. So we go through all of those checks to make sure that they tick all the boxes.
And once they're on your site, do you keep checking them?
Absolutely, yeah.
So what kind of services would I look for on Excuse Me? What can I find?
Okay, we have everything really. We started off with sort of the core services, which I call, you know, if you're looking for builders and plumbers, carpenters, electricians. But actually what we've done is we've expanded that as well. People have been asking for interior designers, for upholsterers, for dog walkers and for window cleaners. So yes, there's a wide range of services that we offer. I mean, they're all listed on the website and we want to grow that as well. But we'll only grow them when we find the right people to actually, you know, fulfill the task. We don't just let anybody join.
It seems such a simple but brilliant idea.
Yeah.
How did you come across it? That what you thought? You know, I just need somewhere where I can go and I know that the people I'm looking at are good.
Yeah. And it started from, well, really, I've been in Cambridge for about 20 years now. I have three children. We go to school, but very much almost every day people will come up to you and say, you know, we ask amongst ourselves for recommendations. And I just thought, you know, what happens if you don't have a friendly neighbour? Because, you know, word of mouth is actually the best way to find something. What Excuse Me does, it is actually, the simplicity is I want it to be like a word of mouth recommendation. And that's why we have the personal contact. So hopefully it is simple, and that simplicity means that, you know, there's a easy solution, and that's what it provides, an easy solution.
So we've been looking at it from the point of view of the customer. What about the service provider, as it were, if they're listening to this and they think, oh, do you know, I want to get on, Excuse Me, that sounds good. It's getting me further up the platform, as it were.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, what they can do is they have to contact me directly. We don't allow just anybody to register on the website. So they can just email on the help page on the website interest, and then I will get in touch with them and we will have the discussion and go through that vetting process and see if there's space. Again, we don't have hundreds of people on the listed as our sort of recommended tradespeople. They are carefully vetted, so we have a limited number of people we can guarantee the level of service.
And does this cost? Would this cost me to use it? Would it cost them to be on there?
For the anybody using the website, it's absolutely free. Obviously, I'm a business, so the tradespeople do have to pay, and there are various options for payment depending on the type of service. I would say get in touch with me to find out about that, but. You know, the window cleaner is not going to pay the same as the builder. So, yes, but get in touch with me to find out about that. But for the customer, it's absolutely free.
And how long have you been running, Excuse Me?
Excuse Me has been running for about just two and a half years now.
Yeah. And it's been growing and growing that time. It's obviously caught people's imagination. There's been a real need for it.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got, I think I have over 100 tradespeople registered on the site now. They're not all active, but they're the number of people that I've met since I started. And likewise, we have a growing list of customers who come back, people who use Excuse Me, and tend to find that once they've used us once, they've found a good electrician, they'll come back for a plumber or for a gardener or a builder. So we really sort of start to build relationships with not only the tradespeople, but some of our customers as well, which is really nice.
And is there space on the site for feedback? So if I use, say, an electrician from your site, I can put something on there saying that this guy or this girl was really good.
Yeah, and that's really important, actually, the feedback. We have, it's a little bit like, I think, maybe TripAdvisor. We have an option after every job that somebody uses the Excuse Me for, they have the option to give them a star rating, but also to leave feedback as well in the general comments box. And that's really important because we share that feedback and that's visible, and it gives people confidence that the tradespeople that they're using are personally verified.
What are your plans for Excuse Me, Dawn? 2.5 years it's been running. I mean, where would you see this in, say, 5 years?
Okay, well, what I'd like to do is to expand the list of services. There are services that we get inquiries for and we haven't identified people for, so I'd like to identify the list of services as well. And it covers the Cambridge and Cambridge area, and maybe expand the circle as well that it's going out to. It doesn't have to just be Cambridge, but it's really important that for now it is, because I need to guarantee the quality. But yes, that's going forward.
Yes. But it seems to me that this is a service that could be provided to lots of different towns. You could have Excuse Me Brighton, Excuse Me Bristol, etc.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a platform that can be transferred as well. So, you know, hopefully when we scale up, there will be these other options as well. I've got friends in Edinburgh, and, you know, I've got friends who often say, this is great, we should bring it here as well. We should bring it to Brighton or bring it to Manchester. So, yes, I mean, it's not restricted to Cambridge, but for now.
Go on, Dawn, go and take over the world. And this is a service provider, so will you find things like restaurants on there?
I'm not going to go down that, because I think in Cambridge there are some great businesses that do that. In fact, I'm actually tied in with Indie Cambridge, the movement, and they find great sort of restaurants and things like that. So I'd leave them to do that. I'm going to stick to the tradespeople and the home service providers.
And you say Indie Cambridge, this is a good city to do something like that, isn't it? Because there are lots of people setting up small businesses.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of entrepreneurial activity.
Yeah, and it's really important that we work together as well with these small businesses. That's what we are. We support one another.
Well, it's Excuse Me, which is S-C-U-S-E-Me, excuseme.co.uk, and people can get in touch with you by phone as well.
As well, yeah.
So that's Cambridge
520-372-373.
So my pen ran out on that last number. So that's 520-373. Well, good luck, Dawn. It's quite a nice
Thank
job.
You.
So you get to meet lots of tradespeople. You must be an expert now.
I love it.
And you've always got all these people at your fingertips.
Absolutely.
So you get the best.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, lovely to talk to you. Best of luck. And detail again, it's excuseme.co.uk, the website. Cambridge 520 373 is the telephone number. Thanks, Dawn.